Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Hello, my name is Kobe Jacob, second year history student in the Department of History and Philosophy at the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus. On this day, July 26, 1854, readers of the Barbadian newspaper were greeted with the news that the cholera epidemic, which ran rampant throughout the country in the months of May and June, had started to subside. From May 14th to late November of 1854, cholera had made its presence felt to Barbadians and the wider British Caribbean by causing considerable death in Barbados, drawn from all races and classes. The outbreak claimed 20,727 people on the island while making its way through each and every household. Many attempts and methods of cholera eradication came in the form of allopathy and homeopathy, even leading to the establishment of a homeopathic association. With cases fluctuating across the country, the Barbadian noted abatement of the disease in certain parts of the country. Beginning in May 1854, the newspaper estimated that over 9,000 had fallen ill in the country parishes, while another 6,000 had been buried due to cholera-related death in St. Michael. One of its victims was the editor of the Barbadian, Abel Clinkett, who managed the newspaper from his High Street office. Nevertheless, the paper continued its operations, reporting that burials at the island's largest burial site, Indian River, or the Pisas, had fallen from a high of over 300 to 7 on Saturday the 22nd, 10 on Sunday the 23rd, 13 on Monday the 24th, and 11 on Tuesday the 25th. This abatement was also experienced in the rural parishes of St. John, St. Joseph, and St. Andrew. However, the parish of St. Philip was a big concern as the numbers in St. Philip grew drastically. While the southern district of St. George had been relieved of the illness, other parts of the parish continued to suffer. Fortunately for sugar planters, the epidemic struck at a time when the crop had already been reaped and sugar was being exported. Most observers agree that had cholera arrived in January or February at the height of the harvesting season, the economy would have been devastated. The considerable death toll over 20,000 should have had an immediate impact on the labor situation in the island. However, no migrant labor was required as the planter already possessed an abundant labor supply. Indeed, the value of total exports comprising mainly of sugar increased from 945,000 in 1854 to 971,000 in 1856. Cholera had killed many and caused considerable panic and disruption, but the Barbadian sugar economy was able to rebound from this episode of tragedy.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.